You got the suit on, Berkey? You ready to go?
Mate, I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. I'm already outside the Luna Park. The big mouth. I'm ready to go.
Just got a footy. You're just passing it to people going, get ready to go.
Just get me involved.
Oh, mate, it'll be a great afternoon. Now, what'll also be great is the start of the Super Rugby Series.
Yeah.
Curtly Beale, he's really, really important to the Wallabies, to the Waratahs.
Yeah, mate. And important to the Wallabies.
Yeah,
he had a great season at the end of last year. He had that time away, remember? So he had the injury, then he went away to play at Wasps for a year, and he did incredibly well. Now, there's lots of pressure on him to come back and not so much keep that form, but play that mature role that that everyone's talking about at the moment. Living, he's expressed that as well, to say, hey, I've learned a different style of playing. I can now guide the team around by my strategic kicking. And he showed that a bit in one of the test matches last year. I thought he's just turned the corner. He comes alongside now. He'd been so important for Israel Folau. Izzy struggled last year, when the Waratahs struggled per se last year. But Izzy struggled because he lost his man to give him that little bit of space. So he'll be important in that connection there. And also then, looking on his inside there, you've got Bernard Foley. So, there's a picture. I heard you guys talking about the picture on the back of the Telegraph this morning of the $3 million crew. But it's all well and good, but they need to be able to get the ball to those guys. And set piece is going to again be a massive thing for the Waratahs coming up against the Stormers. In their trial match the other day against the Rebels, they struggled in that department again. So that'll be a concern for the Waratahs going forward. But I mean, what about the story about these boys for the Stormers as well? Remember, TK, you always have been talking about Ground Zero, I think it was. It was July 9. They've been enjoying the long, hot showers here in Sydney, obviously with that drought that's happening over in South Africa at the moment.
Yeah, I remember Berkey's face when I told him that the water's going to run out. They've even named the date when the water just runs out.
That's exactly right.
No water left, and that is in the town of Cape Town, and I'm sure they're going to be enjoying. Are we too short, mate? I look at tab.com.au, the Waratahs, I understand all the superstars they've got, $1.36 up against the Stormers from Cape Town at $3.30. But I keep thinking, geez, the Waratahs, they're unreliable from a punting point of view.
Yeah, and, I think they are fractionally short in that regard. This is their first game of the year. This is the first comp game for the Sydney franchise or the Australian franchises. And, the South African boys have had one under the belt last week. The Stormers got the win down in their hometown. And you just wonder whether or not that's just too short to start with, too much pressure to start with. They're certainly going to be under immense scrutiny this year after a poor season last year. And as I said, you have that photo of the $3 million guys there, but they've got to be able to do a job and get the ball to them. And so, I read this morning's paper about, the constant pressure and the ball in hand. But if you don't have the ball, it makes it very hard. And then you start to play a bit of catch-up rugby. So that dollar, what was it, TK? $1.32, $1.35. That is very, very tight to start start of the season. But, if they click, they could do anything. I think they'll win the Australian Conference this year, the Waratahs.
Okay.
Outside of that first game, could be a little bit shaky in that first round coming on Saturday night.
Now, tonight, the Rebels take on the Reds. There's a lot of storylines in this. New players, the mixing of two teams down there at the Brumbies, the Brad Thorne issue where he's picking guys and not picking guys.
Yeah,
there's a lot of storylines in this match.
Yeah, and you read the Brad Thorne story and you read about what he's done and what he's achieved and his level of dedication, professionalism and the rest of it. So he's certainly got this Queensland outfit, I think, incredibly fit at the same time. I think what they'll need to get a couple of runs to start with just to get that leadership going. And it's all been under a bit of a smokescreen up in Queensland at the moment. We don't sort of really know how they're sort of going to perform. Young guys coming through, as you said, no Quade Cooper, all those stories about that. So they needed to find a new combination. They come up against the Rebels outfit. That's I suppose, a combined Rebels force outfit at the moment. They've got a new coach down there as well. There's all the off-field dramas through the politics of the back staff as well. So Will Genia now then turns up for the Rebels against his old team, the Reds. I think the Rebels will be too good for them. But look, I'd keep a sneaky eye on Queensland this year. I think they'll surprise a lot of people just because of that that Brad Thorne factor. They'll push teams, I reckon. But in this initial game tonight, I think the Rebels at home will be just fractionally too strong.
All right. Well, they're $1.48 up against the Queensland Reds, $2.75. And Brad Thorne, will he recall Quade Cooper if they go badly?
No. I think
he's gone for good.
Yeah, I think there's a line in the sand there, and he's done. You know, he's got that to deal with. He's got the Carmichael Hunt saga to deal with, they can't really just sack Carmichael Hunt because he hasn't sort of done anything wrong. If that's the way of saying it, like he hasn't sort of broken the law, and so he's going to be if he's going to ask for a release, if they're going to sack him, I don't think it's a sackable offence. So there's dramas there at the moment. So because he's looking for spots overseas as well, he's looking to go to Europe and pick up a gig over there too.
Yeah, that's an interesting one to play out. Plenty going on. Your tips, obviously, the Waratahs and the Reds. Is that right?
The Tars and Rebels.
Rebels.
The Brumbies are on over the weekend as well. They're up in Tokyo taking on the Sunwolves, and they're odds on. They're just up there for a holiday, I think, to start with, and eat some sushi. So that'll be a nice little start for those boys there. And then I think the Highlanders up against the Blues. I'm going to have a crack at the Blues here. They came off that winning in the Tens tournament the other week.
Sure.
And I just think that they might have their act together at the moment. And I know the Highlanders are an incredibly strong outfit. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this New Zealand outfit, this New Zealand conference, step up again, because they're always the benchmark. And we always talk about it. 0-26 for us last year. That was the number that Australia didn't win against any New Zealand team. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys, how the speed of the game is, I think you say, boys. But I think the Blues might be able to create a little upset there.
Good on you, Berkey. So we've locked them in, and you still think, if you want a long-term investment, you still think the Waratahs will finish on top of the Aussie conference?
I think so, Tika. I think by the end of the wash-up there, they should get their pickings there.
All right.
Good on you, Berkey. So, thank you for your time this morning. We'll read out your best bets. We'll talk about them. Sunwolves to beat the Brumbies. Cover the start, $1.95. And the best value, the Blues... Is that right there? To beat the Highlanders, $3.30. If you multi it up, $6.43.